Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, December 20th, 2009. We are going to have open phones throughout the two-hour Sunday transmission against tyranny. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. Any subject or issue you wish to discuss, though I would hope that listeners would like to talk about our great victory, almost a complete victory, over the establishment of global government in Copenhagen, what the UN hailed as the most important meeting in their history. That is coming up later in the first hour. The first issue I want to get into after this first quick break is government health care. The Democrats say that they have the votes in the Senate, and that by Christmas it will pass the Senate. It will then go into conference between the House and Senate. And it looks right now like they are probably going to be able to pass it early in the new year, because the House has already passed it. The Senate's passed their version. The two committees and the House and Senate have to get together. It's not 100%, but it is looking pretty bad. Now, remember, the globalists said that they were going to get their Copenhagen Treaty, and they didn't. They like to, like the Borg, say resistance is futile, this is a done deal, it's going to happen. And I stated here on air that I believe that was hype, and that we had a chance to beat it. And we did have a partial victory, not a complete victory. On this front, they're probably going to win. But when the Congress changes in a year, some of the more unconstitutional provisions, like jail time if you don't have insurance, will probably be stripped out. And it does have abortion provisions in it. It does have a lot of other really bad things in it. But some of the other unconstitutional sections have been stripped, reportedly, though the Democrats behind closed doors, that's another major scandal, are not letting the full final version go public. They have one that they released a few weeks ago, but they're saying, well, we've changed one behind closed doors, so we're not really letting you know what's in it. So for all we know, those bad provisions may go back in. Things are so deceptive. And, of course, the Republicans do this as well when they're in power. All of this is unconstitutional. So we're going to break down all the subtle intricacies of this when we come back after this quick break. Also, there is some banking and economic news and some police state news. This story came out a few days ago in the London Guardian, and it deals with the fact that the Indian government is saying the main terror suspect from the Mumbai massacre, where people were running around in the city center machine-gunning people and throwing hand grenades at folks, that they were double agents working for Western intelligence. We, of course, told you that almost a year ago when the Mumbai event took place. So that is coming up today because now the police are saying, look for a Mumbai-style terror attack on the city of London. And, of course, that'll be used to enslave the people of Britain even more. So we'll be breaking that down as well today. The toll-free number to join us again is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or if you're a local listener, 512-646-1776. Of course, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. This is our, next to last Sunday show of 2009. Hard to believe that 2009 was almost elapsed. It's just really hard to believe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this 20th day of December 2009 on this Sunday edition. I want to get into the almost complete failure of the IMF and World Bank and United Nations to establish their own private world government for taxation purposes. They've been building the foundation of this system for a long time. And the head of the European Union, the head of the UN, and many others on national and international television have said 2009 is the first year of the establishment of global government. And I would say that's true. It's also the year when people finally woke up en masse against this tyranny and stopped denying that world government is being established. Tyrannical world government is being set up. And it's the first year people really are awakening and fighting it in large numbers. The minute they uncloaked themselves and really revealed their program, and the minute they actually tried to pass these treaties that stated that they were setting up a dictatorial world government, the resistance has begun to mount and explode. So that is coming up. I want to break that down coming up later in the hour. Of course, we're also going to have open phones, 888-201-2244. Again, we're live on this Sunday edition. It is the 20th day of December, 2009. All right. Kurt Nemo's got a very informative story up at Infowars.com breaking down the facts. Government health care, the next step on the road to tyranny and slavery. Here is the Washington Post today. Deal on health bill is reached. Bill on health bill is reached, the Democrats are saying. We'll go over that, and I'll give you my take on whether or not I believe that's true. You can make up your own decision. I tend to believe them that they're going to be able to pass it in the Senate in the next 5 to 6 days, and then on to the conference committee with the House, who's already passed the bill, and it should be on Obama's desk in the next 2 to 3 weeks. This is a horrible, devastating blow against freedom, the free market, independence. The GOP is threatening a readathon to slow the health care bill in the Senate, but that will only take about 8 hours to read the 2,000-page bill, so they can stall it, but not forever. Plus, the Republicans really, at certain levels, want it to pass because it'll be so politically devastating for the Democrats. But they don't care. They've been bought off by their special interest. They'll just go get jobs with the insurance companies that wrote this bill and hand power back to their Republican cohorts. So that is coming up as well. Really, the most important article dealing with all of this is a story that we have up on Infowars.com from Op-Ed News. And they have the official S&P 500 and other major stock market indexes there. And the headline on the article is, health insurance company stock prices say it all. Again, if you want to look this article up, health insurance company stock prices say it all. And it shows how health insurance stocks are all way up, record highs. Now, why is that? When a lot of other health stocks are down. Because it's the insurance companies that wrote this bill. Now, the establishment propaganda angle that has been pushed on everyone over and over and over again is that the insurance companies, the greedy banks that own them, are against government Obamacare. When if you go read what their lobbyists are saying on Capitol Hill in the Congressional Record, they wrote the bill and only threatened to pull out of support of it 2 months ago when the provisions for 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine if you don't buy insurance. We're going to be stripped because of how unpopular those are. Dennis Kucinich, who is a real socialist, I don't agree with socialism, but if you're going to be a socialist, really be one, has said he's against this bill because, quote, it is a huge boondoggle, a bailout for the insurance companies. And now Howard Dean is being honest about this and says he may even get somebody to run against Obama in 3 years. And here's the headline from the Washington Post. Healthcare bill wouldn't bring real reform. And he goes on to state that, again, he's a socialist. He wants to take money from one group of people and give it to another. That's robbery. And that makes people dependent. And anytime you have big government, corruption always comes in. And anytime you have socialism, it never ends up getting to the people. Case in point, real socialists are going, actually, we're not for this bill now. Because the bill is a ripoff. $41 billion cuts in Medicaid. Depending on which version of the bill we look at, 30 to 60, there's different versions, 31, 62 billion cut out of other healthcare areas. They raise your taxes, take more money out of your check, put you in jail if you don't get insurance. This is in the bill, the current version, the one they're saying that isn't that bad. There have been other versions, even worse. They're raising taxes but are going to cut your healthcare. Now, how does that work? It's just like Dutch Royal Shell, ExxonMobil, BP. When you go to a smart growth conference or you go to a UN climate change conference and you look at their publications, literally half the ads in environmental magazines are oil companies. And I tracked it back. The majority stockholder in Occidental Petroleum, one of the largest, it's a top 20 oil company, is owned by Al Gore. He's involved specifically cutting down rainforest. So is Maurice Strong, the big UN chieftain, when he's not ripping people off for oil for food programs with the UN. And they, on record, are behind the Copenhagen, Denmark global tax, which would be run. We now have the official treaty that they were unable to ram through, thank God, that says the IMF and World Bank will now act as the global government and they will tax you and they will arbitrarily, with an unelected board, decide how they're going to tax you. Now, think about that. Think about that for a long time. So oil companies and banks that own them predominantly are behind the fake environmentalism. And then the insurance companies, mainly medical, themselves subsidiaries of large central banks, they are behind the healthcare reform. In fact, here's a graph right here. This is just one of the graphs. That's from Yahoo Finance. That's one of the big stock market indexes. Look at the all-time highs. And as soon as it came out in the last 2 weeks that they were going to be able to pass this bill the way it's written, look at what happened. For people that are watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, we simulcast on the radio, for those that don't know, at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a full television program here, so we can actually show the articles and documents. And you can go through every major stock index that we have linked in this article at Op-Ed News, health insurance company stock prices say it all. They are behind it. This is a ripoff. Look, you have a banker bailout 14 months ago in last October, October 3rd. $700 billion revolving door of credit. They've gone to that window to the tune of $23.7 trillion. And those numbers are 4 months old. They haven't released the numbers in 4 months. $23.7 trillion pumped out there to the private banks. That's more than double the GDP of the country in less than a year. And October 3rd, they said, we have to have this bailout or the banks will fail. We'll have a depression. And Paulson told Congress we'll have martial law. That's on record. Okay. Then October 4th, on Saturday, they say we're not going to spend it on mortgages to unfreeze that market, and we're not going to say where the money went. So see, they tell you the banker bailout is to help you. Day one, it's a bait and switch. They tell you it's environmental rules. Even if you believe that carbon dioxide's bad, it's a scam, a global tax, nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And it's the same thing with the insurance. It's written by the insurance companies. The point I was trying to make before we slam into the break is this. Our government and most of the major governments of the planet are controlled by offshore central banks who control the issuance of currency and credit. They have unlimited fiat currency that they can produce in the form of loans. And so, of course, they've taken over the planet and they control our government. And whether you have Democrats in or Republicans in, it doesn't matter. Any major legislation that passes is going to be a scam. It doesn't matter if it's at the UN global government level with the Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax system. It doesn't matter if it's the banker bailout. It doesn't matter if it's government-run health care. It doesn't matter what issue it is. It's going to be a ripoff. Even if you are a socialist or a communist and you want, quote, free health care, i.e. steal somebody else's money for yourself, even if you believe that's moral and good, you have to be against the health care bill because it's nothing but a cutting of services and the quality of services. Again, Obama, in this bill, raises a host of new taxes, something he promised not to do. He only said he'd raise taxes on people making over $125,000 a year. Before you email me and say it was a quarter million, that was in households, a man and woman. It's individuals over $125,000. So before you get suckered into this, you should read the legislation and understand Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean, they're all against this legislation. And why? They've now had a chance to read the bill. They raise your taxes, but then give you less services. Yes, there's 25, 30 million people who will now supposedly get some free health care. But working class people, middle class, everybody will now have 2.5 to 5% of their paycheck taken out on top of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, on top of the regular withholding. Your employers have to match that. And then you have to separately go buy your own insurance. And if you don't, it's huge fines and then 5 years in prison and then $250,000 fines. A total scam. And the federal government comes in with the HMOs and insurance companies and gives them liability protection, just like they gave 30-something years ago liability protection for drug makers who make dangerous vaccines. You know, you can't sue vaccine makers when you get brain damaged or sterilized or get cancer from a vaccine. There's a federal vaccine damage fund set up in the 1970s, and they quietly pay you off. You can't go through the regular courts. Well, that's the new system here, where the government decides what tests you can get, where the government decides what surgeries you can get. And see, the insurance companies have already done this with what they call capitation. And they do it in dentistry. They do it in MD work, in hospital work, across the medical field. They have hospitals and dental offices that are just capitation. And they put people in these big pools of HMOs where you get a lower standard of care. Because big deals are made with those medical institutions and the insurance companies to basically just take on a group of contracts and provide care, but at a lower standard. And so that's all that's happening here. We had the best health care in the world, some of the most inexpensive health care in the world just 40 years ago. But government dumped trillions of dollars in, partially subsidizing through socialism. And the more money they dumped in to the system, the more waste, the more corruption. And the insurance companies and banks and big medical firms lobbied for this. So all you so-called Democrats and liberals, you got suckered again. And that's why this bill is probably going to pass, because the establishment wants it. The lobbyists across the board want it. And that's why in the last 2 weeks, as it became more and more of a sure thing that government takeover of healthcare was going to become a reality, that's why the stock prices of these companies have exploded. They have absolutely exploded because now the insurance companies are going to have a law in place where people are going to go to jail, people are going to have their checks withheld, See, they have all these good excuses for this. Oh, we keep money out of your check now for child support. Oh, we keep money out of your check now for fines and fees and tickets or DWIs you have. Oh, the IRS just takes money out of your check. See, everything is going to be about garnishing your wages. And under the new system, they're going to garnish your wages under the environmental rules they're passing. They're going to garnish your wages under the expansion of socialized health care. They're going to garnish your wages for anything and everything. Oh, you get more than three tickets in 2 years in most states. The feds push for this under international treaties. Oh, now you've got points on your license. It's going to cost more. Everything is about imposing taxes and fees and regulations on everyone to bankrupt society. Government and the big monolithic corporations that control them want you bankrupt. They want you destitute because then you'll go on the government dole and that will run up even greater debts to the private banks that created this money literally out of nothing. And this is how the scam works. This is how the fraud works. Any big pool of money that gets created and sucked out of the taxpayer is never going to be sent to the people, even if you believe in wealth redistribution. In every case, in communist China and Fidel's Cuba and Hitler's Germany, that you have a command and control government that has high taxes and regulations, the money gets stolen and given to the kingpins that run the society. That is the simple laws of how government and these systems operate. So, continuing here with this information, key article, again, at Op-Ed News, we have it linked up at Infowars.com. Health insurance company stock prices say it all. If you want to know how the insurance companies are viewing the legislation, just follow their stock prices. Care for America Act in November, H.R. 3962, would put the government in the role of accelerating the privatization of health care. In H.R. 3962, the government is requiring at least 21 million Americans to buy private health insurance from the very industry that causes costs to be so high, which will result in at least a $70 billion in new annual revenue, much of which is coming from taxpayers. This inevitably, see, it's a tax to them, and the government's going to take money out of your check. That's double tax. That's what the New World Order is. It's where private corporations use government and force you to pay them through government. This inevitably will lead to even more cost, more subsidies, and higher profits for insurance companies, a bailout under Blue Cross. Now, that's what Dennis Kucinich said about H.R. 3962, the congressman, who is an avowed socialist. The other day, Dylan Radigan on MSNBC was giving Representative Wasserman Schultz a hard time about the health care package. He disputed her contention that the bill was a big win for consumers. He wanted to know why the stock prices for big insurers, and it goes to the names, shot up as if it was a big, if it was such a big loss for them. Unfortunately, he was so exercised on the point, he didn't even give us and his guest a chance to address the question. This is an important question. And then they go through it. But the larger issue is I've read the Wall Street Journal with the head lobbyist for the Consortium for Insurance Companies saying, we want this bill. We wrote this bill. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll get into your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into what really happened at Copenhagen. Stay with us. All right, what I'm going to do right now is go to your phone calls, and then coming up, I did a special video release, a 10-minute analysis that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to play that here. It's just 10 minutes long, coming up at the end of this hour or at the start of the next hour. I'm not sure yet. Title, Copenhagen Births World Government Framework Despite Fallout Over Science Fraud. And a lot of people are confused. They're saying, what exactly happened at Copenhagen? Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, the head of the IPCC, and others said this will be the establishment of world government, a global treaty, global taxes. The media is saying it's a complete failure. It's close to a complete failure, but not totally. So that is coming up. But I want to salute everybody that's been fighting against this fraud. because the momentum has now shifted towards folks that are telling the truth and exposing the fact that this is just another tax, but the first major tax administered, run, enforced, paid directly to the private IMF and World Bank. So that is coming up. Also, I went and saw last night the James Cameron's new $500 million Avatar, and I can now give you my review of it. I had read reviews of the film before I saw it, and no one seemed to talk about what the film was really about. Just like reviews for The Watchmen didn't seem to understand what the film was all about. The Watchmen, huge hit film, was openly about global government and how this elite group stages terror attacks as a pretext to bring the world together and how staging terror attacks are good. I mean, a two-year-old can tell that's what the movie's about. That's how the movie ends. And they spell it out in the film. And when I walked out of the movie 6 months ago or whenever it was out in theaters earlier this year, everyone was saying, what was that about? I didn't understand that. What is the blind spot in the population? When I walked out of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, I was listening to people. And they were saying, I didn't understand that movie. Well, I mean, what didn't you understand? Senator Palpatine is staging terror attacks against himself as a pretext to take the people's rights away. I've had national news reporters ask me over and over again, well, why would governments want to stage terror attacks? And I said, well, why did Hitler, February 27th, 1933, you know, this is nonfiction, stage a terror attack and blow up the Capitol, the Reichstag? He did it to set up a police state to say, oh, I've got to take your rights to stop whoever blew up the Capitol because of the newsreel images of the Capitol on fire. Why did Hitler stage an attack on his own military base in 1939 at Gleiwitz, now declassified, as a pretext to attack Poland? The Germans didn't just get up one day and say, Heil Hitler, let's attack Poland for no reason. Hitler blew up his own military base. I mean, people don't understand The Watchmen. They don't understand Revenge of the Sith. They don't understand Hitler. They don't understand, well, why would the government, okay, Alex, I know it's declassified now, that LBJ staged the attack in the Gulf of Tonkin on our ships, but why would he do that? You frame someone so you get to launch a war. What is it you don't understand about that? That's now declassified. All right, I'm now digressing, but I'm getting off into false flag terror, but that's not what Avatar is all about. It has nothing to do with false flag. It's just that I couldn't believe when I walked out of the theater, people were saying I didn't get that movie. I didn't understand that movie. And I can't believe that none of the reviews I read, and then after I saw the film, I Googled terms last night and this morning that would properly review the film, and no one got it. And I'm not that smart, folks. I don't know how someone wouldn't get the message of Avatar when the whole film was propaganda. The whole film was brainwashing directly from the United Nations. So coming up near the end of the show, I'm going to play the trailer for Avatar here and give my review of it. I have really lost any respect I had for James Cameron. I think the guy means well with his propaganda, but just really a shame. And everybody in there being indoctrinated, the theater full of children. I wouldn't have taken my children if I would have had any idea what type of propaganda this was. I did take my two older children to it, which was a mistake. I would not take your children to see this movie. And I would not take the weak-minded to see this movie because it is certainly brainwashing. Okay, so I'm going to get into Copenhagen, then Avatar coming up. Right now, let's start going to your phone calls. Let's talk to Henry in Canada. Henry, thanks for holding her on the air.
You're a weasel, Mr. Gore, with a sprained Achilles heel. Your scientific practice is to club cactuses with seals, Mr. Gore. You're another banker using fear for greasing the wheel.
You're a liar, Mr. Gore. You say that
You say the penguins can't swim. Henry, I can't take much more of this.
Mr. Gore. If you want to find the full song for that, you can go to webstarts.com/tailypo, T-A-I-L.
Henry, just send me a link and maybe I'll post it. But okay. What else is on your mind today?
Well, I actually disagreed with you about something. I had a lot on my mind about Copenhagen. I'm a very concerned citizen about that right now. And I'd like to go over there and shout at some of those greeny weenies and tell them the big oil companies wrote the stinking bill.
Well, what do you disagree with then? I agree with you. That's a fact.
I had a question about internet censorship. I can't really conceive how the big Comtech fat cats or how the now local NSA would be able to alter it so that people could not publish or view certain ideas freely. I'd like to know how they're going to do that without people realizing that.
Okay, Henry, I appreciate your call. Let me try to quickly answer that. In fact, I actually have it in my stack here, an article by Steve Watson, Death of the Internet, Censorship, Bills in UK, Australia, U.S. Administration to Block Undesirable Websites. Okay, and I actually contributed to this article with Steve. Australia has announced Chinese-style net censorship. The government has ordered ISPs in the last year to install government indexes, government-produced indexes, that block thousands of websites, and they can add any new websites they wish. How do you think China blocks most Western websites? How do you think Iran blocks many websites? How do you think Libya blocks websites? How do you think other tyrannies block websites? Okay? They have filtering systems. Now, the NSA is establishing, 9 different bases that will not just block information and run the blocking and make sure that ISPs are complying, but that will also snoop on everything you're doing. They're already doing it, but they're beefing up their capability to spy on even more people. I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about, sir. There's many different forms of censorship. There's also big databases that are being sold by so-called internet security companies to colleges, to wireless networks, to high schools, to libraries, where they block literally hundreds of thousands of sites. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, for more than a decade, we've confirmed report after report of our websites blocked. In England, the government in their major cities, and this has been in the news, blocks hundreds of thousands of websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, among them, that has been in mainstream news. And so they start offering all this, quote, free bandwidth, free broadband, but then they install blockers in there. And so that's, I mean, look, I don't want to not get to the other callers, so I can't go into a 10-hour rant on this, but perhaps in the future I should do a whole hour or maybe a whole 2-hour Sunday show just on this. They also want to start making you log in with your identity to surf. They want to start taxing the web more. There's a lot of ways they control this, but it's already done in China. Now England and Australia is adopting it. Canada's looking at it, and so is the U.S. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live Sunday, December 20th, 2009. We're not just on the radio. We're also simulcasting via web television at prisonplanet.tv. And for folks watching us, we can zoom in on the document cam right here. Australia to implement mandatory internet censorship. October 29th, 2008. This is just the first thing we pulled up when we Googled Australia Chinese-style censorship. They have since implemented this last week. This is now in force. This is an article from a year ago, a year and 2 months. Okay, here's another one. Australia to enforce mandatory Chinese-style internet censorship. There's another headline. Okay, so that is the reality. And I got a caller calling in who disagrees with me and thinks I'm just making that up. Have you not heard that Canada and England are announcing that they are going to put the same system in? You won't be able to get Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are in these databases. We are blocked. Their government says it will be politically incorrect information in Australia that's blocked. They're in the process of blocking our sites. We're already blocked on government wireless networks they, quote, give to the public free, the taxpayers paid for. This is already going on. Stop living in denial. Okay? I know it's hard to believe this is happening, but it is going on. Paul in England, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Listen, I know you've been talking about Copenhagen a lot today, but my question is a more general question. I've kind of like got my eyes open to this recently, been watching things like Zeitgeist and the fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. And what I don't understand is I know that Ben Bernanke was appointed under the Bush administration. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct, yeah?
Yes.
And then he's been reappointed under Obama for another 4 years, correct?
Yes.
Right, so what I don't understand is, I don't understand how the president in the government is appointing these guys when the Federal Reserve is a private company.
Let me explain. The board represents a private consortium of banks, and the Federal Reserve is in the White Pages under business, chartered in 1913. Now, by an act of Congress. Now, the chairman of the Fed is appointed by the president, and then the Congress has to approve them. The Senate has to approve them, to be specific. Just like previously, high-level officers had to be approved by the Congress. More and more, they just forego that.
So it has to be. Is that because of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 that ties them up that way?
Yes, that's why some people call it a quasi-governmental. But it doesn't matter because look at Nixon on up to Obama today. They have all been complete servants of the Federal Reserve. And if you look at their cabinets, if you look at who they appoint to Treasury Secretary, it's a revolving door of private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. That's like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan have more than half of the federal regulators and more than that number, the vast majority of high-level people in government are former CEOs, former vice presidents, former presidents. And so it's a revolving door of bankers running the government.
Right, okay. I think I understand more now, yeah. And he was also, I noticed yesterday, he was voted Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Very sick, Paul. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jesse in Alabama. Jesse, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing? God bless you for the work you're doing, and I've turned hundreds of people on to your program. What I want to know is, in this Obamacare legislation, what kind of anti-gun legislation is he going to be trying to pass as far as diagnoses, and when is he going to try to implement these? Are these going to be in part of that bill, and what other anti-gun legislation is coming down the pike? Can you tell me?
Okay, I'm going to let you go and answer that question, Jesse. That's a big question. Here's the problem. There have been more than 10 versions. I mean, last week I wanted to know the number of versions, and I wasn't sure, so I went and spent about 30 minutes. There's been more than 10 versions. And then the latest version the public's being told about is bad enough. 5 years in prison, $250,000 fines if you don't get insurance, taking part of your paycheck out on top of it, giving liability protection to insurance companies, HMOs, and hospitals, lowering the standard of care, cutting Medicare, cutting Medicaid, while raising taxes. See, more taxes, less service. But a lot of people are saying, is it in the bill, because it's been in previous health care bills, to have gun control in there? No. There are a bunch of gun control bills that have been introduced in the last 11 months that Obama's been in office. Some of them are in committee. None of them have gotten out of committee. So there's not a big danger right now. Instead, how Obama's going after guns is the feds are financing states to pass anti-Second Amendment victim disarmament legislation. Schwarzenegger signed a bill, 2 months ago, where you've got a thumbprint and register to buy ammo in California now. Other states are implementing that as well, and it was all federally funded. In some cases, the UN comes in and gives money under UNIDIR. That's the name of their UN lobbying arm that does that. But No, there isn't any gun control in the versions we've seen. I have articles here in my stack today on healthcare. I'm sure you've seen it on the news. I've seen it quite a few places myself where people are complaining they can't see the final version. We have this version they put out 2 weeks ago, and now they've got another version that they're making deals on in the Senate, and the Republican leadership hasn't even been allowed to see it. Kind of like the House version of the greenhouse gas taxes. Thousands of pages long. No one was allowed to see it until they went to a vote. And then the House voted to pass it. It's now in the Senate. No one was allowed to read it. And when we finally got it, it was worse than previous bills. I mean, to describe it took hours on air. Just federal inspections of your home, no due process. Arbitrary inspectors outside the courts can put multi-thousand-dollar fines per day on your home. Federal zoning laws, huge 20% plus taxes on all fossil fuels. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of things. I cover it in my film Fall of the Republic, just 10 or 15 or so, I don't have the number, a whole bunch of just the most horrible things. And I have clips of C-SPAN where after they passed it, it was read out in committee. So I have it directly from Congress. Because lazy people won't go actually read the bill, so you can just watch the congressman read from the bill. So, I mean, it's in the film. It's so horrible. I mean, I just wish that there was a way to stop this. The good news is we beat Copenhagen, I'd say 90% to put a dead reckoning number on it. But next hour, when we start the next hour, I'm going to get into exactly what's happening there. Let's go to some more calls. Let's talk to Teresa in Georgia. Teresa, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
First time calling. I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. Love your show. I love your energy, your passion. It feels like someone's out there. It feels like if I can't be out there given my voice, you are. I feel like you're
well, ma'am,
my voice that I want to hear.
Well, thank you, Teresa. A lot of people get upset by the fact that I'm angry. But if I looked out my back door and watched somebody taking my outside table and chairs away, I'd run out and say, what are you doing? Well, my freedom is being taken. My children's future is being taken. We're going into a collectivist command and control tyranny. And so that's why I'm upset. But a lot of people say, oh, we're glad you're out there. I'm here to get people taking action, to get people to stand up. Just having Alex Jones out there yelling and screaming isn't going to do it. But go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, I know. But I wanted to ask you a question, and this is for me, answering me, because it's personal to me. I listened to you, and I did have a disagreement with Jesse Ventura that he is, he believes in evolutionism. And from listening to you, I believe, and that's where I'm wanting to know if I'm wrong, that you believe in creationism.
Okay, ma'am, here's the deal. I don't get into football issues, Teresa, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to answer this in the minute I have left. The evolutionists are really eugenicists, and they believe in social Darwinism. Guys, print me the definition of social Darwinism. I mean, to paraphrase social Darwinism is where the elite says we can kill and murder whoever we want because we're in control. We are carrying out an evolutionary job to dominate and slaughter people, just like a T-Rex would, you know, go out and dominate less powerful dinosaurs. And so no matter how much evil we do, we're adding to the evolutionary development of humankind. So that's why I'm against evolution. But that doesn't mean that I then buy into... It's a very complex issue. Let me cover it when we come back. It's just too hard to answer. It's a very complex issue. And we'll return in just a few minutes. And the news is coming up as well for some stations. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few more calls right now. Then when I start the next segment, I'm going to try to answer the last lady's question about evolution versus creationism. Why do I have to automatically fall into that tailor-made debate and have a discussion on those two choices? Why do I have to only debate those two issues? It's a setup, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in intelligent design. I believe in a creator. But does that mean I believe Baptist preachers 100 years ago who didn't understand what Darwin was saying? Do I believe what they believe? No. And does that mean I have to agree with Jesse Ventura on everything to work with him? No. I'm educating Ventura. He admits that. And I'm learning a lot from him. So I consult on his TV show, number one show on True TV right now. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. But then I need to get into Copenhagen, big developments there. I'm reading here in the London Guardian today and the Telegraph exactly what I got from the treaty and exactly what I talked about in the video that I posted, that I shot Friday, breaking it down. Now the UN is agreeing with my analysis. And I wish this wasn't the case, but this is not a complete victory for us, but we had a victory. But we have to be honest about the situation we're in so that we can defeat it. Jeff in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think you should be careful. There's a third way between creationism versus evolutionism, and that is also backed up by parts of the New World Order, and that is the starseed conspiracy that somehow aliens came here long ago and inseminated a primitive form.
Well, they're having to switch over to that because the genetic engineers are going in with electron microscopes, and a lot of top scientists are on record saying, I was an atheist, now I'm not. Something designed this.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your show, and I wanted to bring up something that I don't think is getting enough attention in this whole go green climate change fraud, and that's that the EPA is actively starting to close down its 27 research libraries. If you Google or start page EPA library close, you'll find a webpage called the Union of Concerned Scientists, and they have a beautiful summary of what's going on. They've already closed down five libraries so far. And it doesn't make any sense that the government cares about the environment if they're shutting down the
Well, look what happened under Homeland Security. That's a great point. And now Obama's expanded it, but started with Bush. Under national security, corporations that are involved in key infrastructure don't have to report and are given immunity towards dumping toxic waste or other environmental problems. No, exactly. This whole fake environmental movement is about not engaging in real environmental action and only engaging in taxation.
Well, I'm going to try and put together a one-pager on it. There's also an NPR interview on it, so I'll try and get that to you. But it's
Why don't you write a blurb and send it to writers at Infowars.com? Kurt and others will go over it. If it's good info, we'll post your story.
All right, do that. Thank you. I'll do that. Thank you.
And if you don't see it posted in a day or two, send it again because we missed some of the emails. Anything else, Steve or Jeff?
No, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, Steven in Houston's actually up. You got 1 minute, Steve. Go ahead. Yeah, Steve,
of this health care situation. I got a letter. I'm an insurance agent. I got a letter from a company I work for, one of the many companies I sell insurance for, saying that my contract was terminated without cause, and they wouldn't tell me why when I talked to them. Well, I found out why. I had sent a mass email out about Obama, and one of the customers I had that I sent this to wrote back to me telling me that while I have a First Amendment right, you know, she's really upset and she was going to change agents, blah, blah, blah. I wrote back to her. I gave her links to some of your stuff and your site. Well, after that, I got this termination letter and put two and two together. Because this happened at about the exact time when I sent this email to this person. So I put two and two together. This health insurance agency company, I mean, they terminated me because they didn't like me coming against their main player.
Stay there.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we have a lot of key information to cover and a short time to get there in the next 55 minutes that we have left in this Sunday broadcast. I'm here live every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we have the weekday transmission as well, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, infowars.com. Okay, I want to get into Copenhagen and what really happened there. Was it a defeat? Was it a victory for the globalist? Was it a victory for patriots? We're going to break that down. I've got my review of Avatar coming up as well, and Tom, Steve, Jeff, Adam, Chad, Mark, Ernie, and others. That'll be it for the calls, that group right there. So we're going to close the phones now, but we'll try to get to all those callers that are patiently holding. The problem is callers all bring up such incredible questions, and I don't want to just give sound bites. That's what's gotten us into this situation. I want to give detailed answers. A lady called at the end of the last hour saying, for those that just joined us, she said, Alex, you're friends with Jesse Ventura. You're consulting on his TV show. He's a guest on your show. He believes in evolution. What do you believe in? I don't believe in evolution, the way it's billed and sold. And I don't believe in the 100-year version of creationism. I am a Christian, but this is not a religious broadcast. I believe in science. And there has been more fraud from the evolution camp. Remember the famous Piltdown man, the jaw of a pig, found in the U.S., and they knowingly lied for 40-something years, saying it was the missing link? And there have been literally hundreds of frauds, more than that, uncountable, in and around evolution. And now top genetic engineers all over the world, there's famous cases of this, have stopped being atheists because they say, look, we've looked at the DNA, we've looked at supposed evolution, something else is happening here. Species just appear instantly, literally overnight. 150 years ago, when Darwin was a big rock star and his theory, evolution of the species, was first put out, and he was a eugenicist, he was really the father of eugenics. They believed that the royals were a greater bloodline. They believed the general public were scum. They believed in social Darwinism, saying, so what if people die in factories? So what if the elite kill the poor? The poor are scum because they genetically didn't get rich and powerful. Therefore, they believe everything is evolutionary, so you deserve to be poor. You deserve to be a slave. That this is part of evolution. So, no, I reject all that. And it's part of this globalist religion. It's just another religion, and they admit that. And the UN now says they're creating a global religion. They've been planning it for 30 years around Gaia worship, around teaching humans that they're bad, so they'll give up their rights and their property. The globalist has nothing to do with the environment. And so I have people on this show. I work with people who I don't totally agree with. This isn't like a cult or something. And so that's my answer there. It is a very complex, sophisticated issue, and the Darwinists decided to try to discredit Christianity by saying evolution discredited the Genesis story. How do I say what 6 days are? How do we say how the Creator makes the planet? I believe in intelligent design. Okay? And so it's become a Christian religious tenet that the earth is only 6,000 years old, when the Bible doesn't even really say that. And it's, again, it's all a distortion. And it's all a fake fight to make Christianity look stupid. And Christians take the bait, and they go out and then debate all day and say that Adam and Eve were riding dinosaurs and all this other stupid stuff. And but then the atheists themselves, they've got their own religion of, if anybody that questions how the universe really works and thinks that there's more going on than we even perceive, they really shut down the debate, and they're a group of tyrants. So I don't go off the Scofield Bible and their view of creationism. I don't go off their view of the rapture, which isn't in Revelations the way they say it is. Okay? You know, it says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them. How does he do that? Or they were all teleported up by Scotty. I mean, this is ridiculous. Folks, it's so sophisticated. Okay? It's incredibly complex. I mean, you really read Genesis, it's genetic engineering. And if you read Ezekiel, it's like reading science fiction, folks. I don't think a lot of you have actually read that Jewish history. And that's what it is. It's what these people were interpreting, what they were seeing, and what was going on. It's pretty heavy stuff, actually. And what the Babylonians, I mean, have you read what they wrote? It's very similar. Have you read what the Egyptians were saying? There's a lot more going on. But see, I don't get into it because none of it can be confirmed or denied. I got a good idea what's going on. And I believe in the Creator, and I love God. But this is not a religious show where everybody fights with each other and debates this or that. I just put the facts out that I can prove. And I can prove the insurance companies wrote the health care bill. I can prove that it's a scam and a new tax to the insurance companies and to the government and the banks that own the insurance companies. I can prove that the banker bailout was a engineered fraud to loot the public and give the Federal Reserve even more power. And it's on record. They've all gotten record bonuses. I can prove we're going into tyranny away from liberty. And I'm not here to divide people. I'm here to get people thinking on their own and to start questioning the system. You know, it's not so much that the public is stupid as that the public is distracted by the news and entertainment and partying, and the world's a complex place, and the general public's been trained to just accept what's put in front of them instead of questioning. 9 times out of 10, what you're told about something in the mainstream media has no bearing on what's really going on. You know, the headline will say one thing, but then when you actually read the article, the facts are there. They're just spun, or they lie by omission. I mean, it's complex. It takes my entire mental faculty to just be able to even understand it, much less be able to articulate it. And so I just invite you to start looking under the rocks, looking behind the curtain, thinking for yourself. But it has become a false debate. I'm not going to have Baptist preachers telling me their own interpretation of how the world was created from their own distortion. And I'm certainly not going to listen to the globalist and their whole evolutionary system. See, I don't let people put me in a box. I look at the facts. I look at history. I look at the evidence. And obviously, you're not going to have the Sahara Desert, as the old cliche goes, put together a fine Swiss watch. The sands aren't going to fly together to make that. A human cell is a million times or more, according to the scientist I've read, complex than a fine Swiss watch. And they've tried in laboratories to make with simple building blocks of life, with simple amino acids, they've tried to make life. They can't do it. Okay? And there is just unbelievable design. And now with the electron microscopes, they're finding what can only be called microplasms, smaller bacteria, smaller viruses living in the viruses, in the bacteria. They zoom in more. They find little creatures living inside those creatures. They zoom in more. They find creatures living inside those creatures. They zoom even more. They find creatures living inside those creatures. They zoom in even more. Inside the cell, you zoom into a cell and you find other creatures living there. You zoom in further, you find more creatures. They have bacterium that can live in radiation. They have bacterium that can live in total zero. What is it? 270 something below zero Celsius, absolute zero. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We are living on a planet, a gorgeous planet, hurtling through space, orbiting a sun. We have no idea what's really going on. It's so big. It's so amazing. But instead, people only care about their fantasy football instead of trying to learn the mysteries and secrets of the universe. And I'll tell you where you start finding out those secrets. It's in the ancient text, like the Bible. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Copenhagen. Stay with us. Elites throughout history have always tried to expand their power and set up empires. In the last 100 years, through the media, they've taught you that that doesn't exist, that there aren't powerful combines of men who want more power, even though the UN, the IMF, the World Bank have all written literally thousands of white papers describing their entire program. I read those white papers, so I know their plan. Here's the deal. We already have a global government, but it's unelected, it's unaccountable. It wants nations to come to United Nations meetings and waive their rights and sign legally binding treaties with the IMF and World Bank to let the IMF and World Bank tax literally hundreds and hundreds of different facets of our lives. And that was in the final draft treaty to set up carbon taxes, to set up home inspections, to set up energy taxes, to set up taxes on all travel, on air traffic, to have a global UN-controlled system that carries this out. Now, as Lord Christopher Monckton said here Thursday on my weekday radio show, the only part they ever wanted to get, because the IMF and World Bank was already loaning money at 30% interest to the third world. They already control our countries through the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve. They just wanted countries to sign on to it. But that was just icing on the cake. The heart of what they wanted was to get the industrialized nations, China, the U.S., England, France, Germany, and others, and those are the groups that did sign on, to agree that a unelected board, and when I read the final treaty Friday that they agreed on, it was right there, have the treaty right here in my stack, that they would be able to just arbitrarily set up the taxing system. And so the countries did agree that this private unelected group at the IMF and World Bank that they will now set up, it's a blank check. It just says, do whatever you want, that they can now establish this. What came out today in the London Guardian, London Telegraph, Associated Press? I'll show you a document cam shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, just Google Copenhagen Climate Summit plan for EU to police countries' emissions. And as we told you, this is European Union expansion to run the world government. What did Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, say a month ago? He said that. That's what they got. Now, most of the third world countries refused. There's huge resistance in the U.S. Senate, but the banks don't care. They just say, well, we're saying it's a success, and we're saying as the private banks, we're going to set this up. So they're declaring victory. They're saying they've grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. They haven't really done it. It did blow up in their face, but they're still declaring it, and Obama and Gordon Brown of the EU, he's also on the EU board, but British Prime Minister, and Van Rompuy and others, and Ban Ki-moon, have gotten the industrialized nations to sign on to let the banks run this system. But they were already running it. So now they can go ahead and try to levy these taxes through the nations, but they weren't able to, again, have the nations sign on at the international level. So they're going to have to come into the national level and try to ram this through. But the Congress says they won't do it because it's so unpopular, and ClimateGate has exposed them. So Obama has said, quote, we will do it by command and control, whether Congress wants it or not, which is unconstitutional and is a high crime, as Senator Inhofe and others have said. So they're declaring the world government's here, but the world didn't sign on. Only a handful of first world nations did. The third world found out it was a scam to literally double carbon taxes on them so they could be fully controlled by the IMF and World Bank. But here is the London Telegraph today. Copenhagen Climate Summit, plan for EU to police countries' emissions. Gordon Brown is drawing up. You can see it's a blank check agreement. Gordon Brown, see, he runs the G20. He's the real power. Plans for the European Union to become a global warming policeman. That's a quote. Monitoring individual countries' compliance with carbon-cutting targets. So, see, they don't care if the majority of nations didn't sign on and they were defeated. They're just going to do it anyways because they're tyrants. Just like when England, their parliament won't sign on to the EU, but they're still under EU regulations and control. But our victory is we're forcing them to try to implement this now when they don't even have agreements for most of the countries. They literally had 191 nations there and got, 11 countries to sign on to it? And this was all done behind closed doors, so they were saying, only 7 signed on, only 11 signed on. We don't even know who signed on. All we have is the treaty. And then Brown says, I will write it up. I will tell you what it is. How is that freedom? How is that global democracy? Quote, it's not. The plan emerged from the chaotic Copenhagen conference on climate change, which ended in acrimony and mistrust between world leaders. The summit was unable to reach a substantive deal on cutting greenhouse gases because of a row or fight over how countries would prove that they are honoring promises to cut their carbon emissions. China, in particular, objected to any external monitoring of its actions. So the countries wouldn't sign the treaty, but their executive officers, their presidents and prime ministers said, we don't care, just like we do with the Federal Reserve or the G20, we'll just implement by fiat. So there is the heart of it. They're going ahead with this, even though they didn't ratify it at the global level. And they're saying they're going to ram it through via the bureaucracies. Exactly what member of House of Lords, former advisor to Thatcher, an expert on this for more than two decades, Lord Monckton, said they would do Thursday. He is absolutely correct. And the hour-long interview with him in video is posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Thursday. I suggest you go watch it, because everything that guy says just continues to be verified. And that's what we believe was going to happen as well, but he added nuances to it that I didn't understand. This is all a learning process as we go along here. So that's what's going on that front. If you want to read the accord, you can also do that. We have a direct link to the United Nations with the accord that you can read for yourself. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, along these lines, we're going to go out to break here in a moment. And when we come back, I am going to finish up on this issue, take a few phone calls, and then get into my review of Avatar. Not that a movie is important, or not that we are here covering entertainment. That's not why we're covering this. It's important because it's grade A propaganda, and we need to be able to break it down and warn people about what's in this film so that they fully get a grasp of the fact that we're literally drowning in conditioning and brainwashing in this society. But again, just putting the video up and on screen for listeners without audio, you can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and see the video presentation that I cut Friday, where I broke down what the treaty really did and what the treaty really says. Now, 2 days later, you can go read what Gordon Brown says it means, and it's exactly what we said. Again, not tooting our horn, pointing out that everybody's been scrambling for 3 days, wondering what the treaty really meant, because the UN wouldn't state what it really meant. And I just want to break down that you can trust this source of information, because our analysis on this point turned out to be exactly right. But it is nuanced and complex. If you want simple answers, folks, this isn't the show. In summation, on the two-week United Nations meeting that the UN said, and Obama and Gordon Brown said, was the most important UN meeting in history. And it was. They attempted to go public with world government. They openly announced, David de Rothschild, all of them, on national television and from the UN dais, that this was the birth of world government. Here's the reality. World government was already established through fraud by the private IMF and World Bank, both holding companies and consortiums for the other holding companies, Bundesbank, Bank of England, Federal Reserve, and the private banks that make up those consortiums. And so they wanted to get the countries there, have them sign on, and the majority of countries didn't sign on and are on record saying they found out this was a eugenics fraud, a death sentence for millions of people a year on the edge of starvation to cut off their food, to cut off their resources, which is what the United Nations says this is really all about themselves. But it's been a great learning experience for everyone, because even though they couldn't pass it, Gordon Brown now says, oh, well, the agreement says that the industrialized countries are writing up agreements with the private banks to go ahead and levy taxes in our countries the countries we can get to do it piecemeal and to start expanding the funding of this new private global government. And so the United States, England, China, and others are going to put money into the IMF and World Bank that they then go out and loan to third world countries. And they have stipulations that say you can only invest with this company. You can only buy this type of equipment. You have to make these types of cuts in your energy consumption to get this money, which is actually meant to shut down their industry, but is a payoff to the politicians in those Latin American, African, and Asian, and Eastern European countries so that they will make those cuts. It is a payoff. It is a globalist war chest for corporate interest to go in and buy off their competition. And again, I suggest everyone go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in your spare time or when the show's over and watch that 10-minute, 45-second video I filed Friday that Aaron Dykes did a great job adding documents and news clips to everything I said so you can see it for yourself while I talk about it. And video clips of the world leaders saying exactly what I said they said. So you don't have to believe a word I say. It's all documented in that video. This video is key for people to understand. And then, 2 days after I release this video, Gordon Brown comes out and says he's writing the world government agreement that countries are bound to. They write the agreement after the meeting because the countries signed on, the few that did, those are the countries fully controlled by the private banks. All the legislation is like this now, either national, local, or international. Almost all the new anti-gun bills in Congress state that the attorney general can ban any guns he wants. Doesn't mean they pass the bill. That's in the bill, though. Or the attorney general can put you on a no-gun buy list, just like they can put you secretly on a no-fly list with no evidence, and you can't find out why you're on the list, and you can never face your accuser. Or the banker bailout bill of October 3rd, 2000. Said unlimited trillions can be taken by the private Federal Reserve and given to themselves, and where the money goes is secret. These are blank check agreements, and they go to the legitimate Congress, you know, the legitimate government. They're acting illegitimately and doing illegitimate, unconstitutional things, but they go to the government and say, pass a law that you're going to do this or we're going to cause a depression. Pass a law giving the banks the power to tax all human activity or the earth's going to flood and we're all going to die. Pass a law giving the insurance companies total power to force people to buy overpriced insurance or everyone's going to die. It's the same story over and over again. In fact, I've got an article here from the Daily Mail out of Canada that really says it all. And it says, 50 days to save the world. I might listen to the doomsayers if they weren't such ludicrous hypocrites. And the article goes on to state, Al Gore and Prince Philip and the UN said, we have 50 days to put in these taxes or the seas will rise, the polar bears will drown. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Not many people understand climate change, but they can recognize hypocrisy when they see it. And they're also likely to count their spoons whenever wild-eyed politicians count their spoons, people stealing the silverware, invoke the impending end of the world. And it says, on Tuesday, Prince Charles flew to Copenhagen to attend a climate change summit where he delivered a keynote speech. He informed his audience that the world has only 7 years before we lose the levers of control. Not long at all, and only 50 days to act to reverse that. But it goes on to talk about how he flew there in his own private jet, and how their carbon footprint is literally thousands of times bigger than the average person. Guess who has the biggest carbon footprint in the U.S., according to New York newspapers? In fact, pull that up. The hypocrisy of Mayor Bloomberg. The best headline I remember was, Google the term Bloomberg Bigfoot. And then it says Bloomberg has a big footprint. Bloomberg, the Bigfoot, has the biggest carbon footprint. And then the person that has the next biggest footprint is Ted Turner, who says you should only be able to have one child by law. That was also called for at the UN summit. China, yeah, there it is, New York Times. Bloomberg, the Bigfoot in carbon. There, the exact headline. Again, I want you to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that everything we talk about here is on record. That's why we go over this. Good job, guys, pulling that up so fast. Okay, what I want to do now is try to jam in a few more calls, and I want to come back in the final segment and give you my review of Avatar. And that is in the propaganda file is why we're covering it. Tom in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I wanted to thank you very much for giving some real truth in the news. Thank you very much, although I think you need to I've been hearing you lately, and you've been taking things so seriously. I worry about you sometimes, man, but I understand by being overloaded with so much information that you have. I got two questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, question one. What would you consider to be a total win against globalism? In other words, what would be your end game for America? That's the first question.
Huge question. What's the second one?
Second question. I had signed off on my kids' N1H1 vaccinations, and then my wife had been listening to your show with me, and she does not want them to have the vaccination now. What would you say we should do?
Okay, let me take the second question first. I'm going to let you go so I can answer it off air, Tom. We've got limited time here. The weekday show has more time. Sometimes I think this show should just be guest and news because it's so quick. But try to answer your question. That is your decision to make. Nationally, in public schools and in corporations, they hand out federally written and federally mandated fact sheets about the vaccine that say there is no mercury, it cannot cause Guillain-Barré or other neurological disorders, it cannot cause infertility or cancer, and a bunch of other lies. When you actually look at the five major H1N1 flu vaccine versions put out by five different companies, they all state may cause Guillain-Barré, may kill you, may cause cancer, does have thimerosal mercury, can hurt your fertility. So you read that and you decide what you're going to do. Then you look at the fact that, I could go on for hours about this, there's so much evidence. Then you look at the fact that this flu has killed a tiny fraction this year of what the regular flu strain every year, the seasonal flu, has caused. So you make your decision, sir. A very dangerous vaccine on record, a lot of complications, a lot of problems, and the government's lying to you saying there are no complications when the drug insert says there are. Now, on your other question that is just so huge, I should do a whole hour sometime just on what a win is, what a total win is. Identify the private global banking consortium as the illegitimate corporate government. Show how they're engaged in fraud and criminality. And have the state legislatures investigate them. The federal legislature investigate them. Have state grand juries indict them. Ron Paul has said here on air, clearly there's indictable offenses aplenty. And prosecute the criminal, illegitimate government we have, get national sovereignty, slash the size of government because of the fraud and abuse. Big government is a vehicle for corruption. Relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's a total win.
You Jake Sully?
I'd like to talk to you about a fresh start on a new world. You'd be making a difference.
I became a Marine for the hardship. I told myself I can pass any test a man can pass. All I ever wanted was a single thing worth fighting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Nabi. They are very hard to kill.
This is why we're here. Because this little gray rock sells for 20 million a kilo. Their village happens to be resting on the richest deposit, and they need to relocate. Those savages are threatening our whole operation. We're on the brink of war, and you're supposed to be finding a diplomatic solution.
The concept is to drive these remotely controlled bodies called avatars. They're grown from human DNA mixed with DNA of the natives.
Marines in an avatar body. That's a potent mix.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a little bit of the trailer for Avatar, the number one movie at the box office, the all-time most expensive film ever, $500 million, made by top director James Cameron. The issue here is that this film is pure propaganda. It is a global government message. The UN has stated on record that they want to set up a global Gaia religion to sell the population of the earth to have less resources instead of developing new resources. And the movie says that the earth is dead and that humans are bad, and it has an anti-military message. It has an anti-imperial message that is healthy. The anti-military message isn't overall healthy, but the anti-imperialism, the anti-Iraq war message is healthy. And this, of course, was being produced during the last few years of George Bush's administration. But it is total occultism with shaman ceremonies, with the horned god male and the goddess female, and it is just pure propaganda. And I'm sure James Cameron means well, along with Sigourney Weaver and others. You know, they think a Gaia religion is good, and they think that we're using too many resources. And there is a kernel of truth that there are destructive things going on with the environment. The problem is the global corporations behind the phony environmental movement openly want world population reduction and want to set up a system to destroy the industrial society, which will kill hundreds of millions of people per decade conservatively. And I show you all the numbers and mainline headlines in that 10-minute video we posted today, yesterday, at InfoWars.com about the Copenhagen Summit. We show that. And most of your Hollywood movies, what children are taught in public schools, what is pushed everywhere, going green really means giving up your resources to the banks, letting them lower your standard of living to bankrupt you, to make you dependent on them. Meanwhile, the big environmental front groups are funded by the oil companies and others. They don't warn you about real environmental problems like cross-species genetic engineering and things that can actually cause problems. Or the Hadron Super Collider, which their own scientists admit could create reactions thousands of times more powerful than the biggest hydrogen bomb or hydrogen warhead. Or in the San Francisco Chronicle, the Air Force admitting they're secretly developing antimatter weapons and that they've isolated antimatter. I mean, these are things that could really destroy the planet or really damage our civilization. Nothing is being done about that. They get you hyped up about real environmental issues. They dress it up in kind of a wounded knee slash Pocahontas story about the evil Westerners coming in and hurting the Native Americans. My daughter, I took her to see the movie. She said, yeah, it was kind of like the story of Pocahontas. And that's what it is. It's kind of like a John Wayne movie slash the story of Pocahontas, all mixed in with this indigenous alien species fighting the evil warmongers. And then a dictatorship of good scientists take over the planet and kick out the evil military at the end. And this film, of course, was designed to come out right now to push this whole global religion that Al Gore has openly called for. Again, I think that the people involved in the film, James Cameron and others, they mean well. That's why the globalists are so powerful, is they sell so many people on this idea. They mix in this phony environmental message with an anti-exploitation message, an anti-imperialism message, an anti-militarism message. And so it's very effective programming. Tens of millions of people are now watching this movie per week. Millions of people are now being indoctrinated into the new global religion. And this idea is being sold that you're a hero, you're a wonderful person if you embrace this and get involved in this. And then you go join the modern environmental movement, and all that happens is your well-meaning actions then get co-opted by the IMF and World Bank that have chosen to set up a global financial and economic dictatorship through the environmental movement. And they've stated this, that Copenhagen and global taxes and green initiatives that have nothing to do with green initiatives, and they candy-coated in electric cars and wind turbines and things that sound reasonable and sound like progress, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do, how do you think a private global corporate system is going to sell the people on relinquishing control of their lives? They're going to do it through a trendy, well-meaning, well-sounding environmental movement. If Avatar wanted to be accurate, it would show a group of humans landing on a planet or a planetoid. In this case, it's a moon orbiting a gas giant. And it would show the corporations being slick propagandists and going to the indigenous people that are concerned about their environment and in harmony with their Gaia that they worship. And the corporation would land, send in their avatars to infiltrate through force multiplication, posing as the indigenous population. And they would tell them, you are hurting the environment. Indigenous people, you must stop using resources. You must all move to one reservation to save your planet. Only so they could then herd them in, imprison them, and then mine the whole moon. If you wanted to have a realistic movie of how things really work, that's how it works. The global corporation is mining the moon, is extracting all the resources, genetically modifying the entire genome of the planet, and the entire biosphere, wrecking it. But they convince the natives to give up their weapons and to move to a reservation and to be sterilized. That's the only way the corporation in this fictitious science fiction movie, which has incredible special effects and incredible environment that the writers of this film, and the writers of the screenplay developed. I mean, it's a powerful film. It's powerful propaganda. But see, instead, it's an evil corporation taking over, wrecking the environment, and they send out this group of people wired in to these biomechanical, genetically engineered creatures that mimic the indigenous creatures, and they can't seem to infiltrate them right until this one Marine infiltrates and falls in love with Pocahontas. That's the same story, you know, the daughter of the chief, and then he becomes the chief, and then they wage war and kick the evil humans off. This is an anti-human, anti-development story. Ladies and gentlemen, I have read the Royal Commission from 49 when the British eugenicist, this is public, said, if we industrialize the third world, they'll stop burning down all their forests. They'll stop using up their resources. They will stop having four children. They'll start having 1.3 as the West has done. But then they'll become self-sufficient and we can't control them. Instead, we'll go in, keep them suppressed. They'll have a bunch of kids. They will chew up the environment, but it's regenerating. The planet was born in fire and atomic radiation, folks. It's very hard to kill the life on this planet. And they know that the reason we have 6,700,000,000 people is because of the globalization system suppressing the third world. They know that if they truly brought in clean technologies, truly developed the third world, truly educated them, they would stop having as many children if you believe we're overpopulated. But with technology and creating dense urban systems, you could actually support 10, 20, 30 billion. And all the top scientists agree on this. But that doesn't matter. World population is going to plane off in 2020 at 8,400,000,000 to 600,000,000. And the globalists know that. But instead, they want to accelerate a program to train everyone to only have one child by law, to be sterilized, to be controlled under a technological control grid under the guise of an ecological system that's in harmony. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com is the website. Great job, crew. That is my review of Avatar. James Cameron is a useful idiot of the eugenicist.